1.5% or 419 points at 40,245. You're listening to NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance with Snapshot, which monitors safe driving habits to determine a personalized rate. At Progressive.com. Not available in California or from all agents. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio.
Billy Henry.
Support for Stardate on KPR comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day. Next Wednesday, the Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation, from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org. From the great Swiss-German 19th century composer Joachim Raff and some music of his that is still performed more or less on the regular today, a cavatina in A-flat major, played by violinist Philippe Kvint and Lili Majski at the piano, here on Kansas Public Radio to get things started. As classical music continues now through the afternoon hours, and I'm Jeff Watson, very glad to have joined you. Coming up this hour, we have early music from Beethoven, the Artist Quartet, with one of the early string quartets. Not the very first string quartet that Beethoven ever wrote, although, as a publishing matter, it is listed as his first string quartet in F major, and that's coming up in just a little bit, plus one of the Slavonic dances of Antonín Dvořák in just a little while. Right now, conductor Eduard Armata and the London Symphony Orchestra have something for you from composer Carlos Chavez of Mexico, and perhaps his most famous work, composed in 1936, based off the music and dances of native tribes indigenous to northern Mexico. We'll hear Symphony No. 2, or Sinfonia India, on Kansas Public Radio. A thrilling symphony, one written in 1936 by Mexican composer Carlos Chavez, Symphony No. 2, or also known as Sinfonia India, with Eduardo Mata leading the London Symphony Orchestra for us on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:26, and before the hour is through, we'll hear from the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra with one of the Slavonic dances of Dvorak. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Cider Gallery, a co-working space offering executive suites, workstations, and memberships for any budget. Work in the heart of the Warehouse Arts District in East Lawrence. More information at CiderGallery.com. And Humanities Kansas presenting the traveling exhibit Sorting Out Race at the Johnson County Community College, featuring thrift store objects depicting race and ethnicity through July 28th. Information at humanitieskansas.org. Time to enjoy music by Beethoven. Early music for a string quartet. We're going to listen to his music from his Opus 18, which comprised his first six string quartets. The one that we'll listen to is not the first one that he ever composed. It's actually the second. But it's listed as his string quartet number 1 in F major, a decision made by his Viennese publisher. So we'll enjoy string quartet number 1 in F major, played by the Artist Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. Beethoven's string quartet number 1 in F major of Opus 18, played by the Artist Quartet on Kansas Public Radio. The time is 12:54. In just a few minutes, an update of news headlines from NPR. Here at the KU campus, it's 80 degrees on our way to a high of 83 this afternoon with sunny skies. Tonight, we should have partly cloudy skies, lows of 63 degrees. In the overnight hours, we'll begin to see a chance of showers. And by tomorrow, 30% chance of showers and thunderstorms possible tomorrow afternoon. Skies cloudy, a high of 81, a 50% chance of showers for Saturday night. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Green Lady Lounge, featuring Kansas City jazz music, cocktails, wine, and beer. Live Kansas City jazz 365 days a year till 3 a.m. Information at greenladylounge.com. The classical music continues through the afternoon. In the next hour, we await music by Mario Casanuovo Tedesco and Tchaikovsky to help wrap things up in this noon hour, the Bavarian Radio Symphony Orchestra brings us one of Antonín Dvořák's beautiful Slavonic dances from his first set, Opus 46, Slavonic Dance No. 3, on Kansas Public Radio. Dvořák's Slavonic Dance No. 3 in A-flat major, played by the Bavarian Radio Symphony here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it's just about 1 o'clock, news from NPR is just ahead. And in the next hour, we have chamber music of Mario Casanova Tedesco, along with a beautiful concert fantasy for piano by Tchaikovsky. Stay with us for more music. Just a quick note that if you happen to have an old car, a truck, or motorcycle that's just sitting around gathering cobwebs, you can always donate that vehicle to KPR. A tow truck will pick up the vehicle, and you'll be eligible for a tax deduction. Learn more about vehicles for charity over at kansaspublicradio.org.
Brings you Where the Stories Are.
We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute, K210 CR in Atchison, and K258 BT in Manhattan. We're always online for you at kansaspublicradio.org.
The Dow Jones Industrial Average is down 385 points, or nearly 1%, at 40,277. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Fisher Investments. As a fiduciary, Fisher Investments is obligated to act in their clients' best interest. Learn more at fisherinvestments.com. Investing in securities involves the risk of loss. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. The Northern Symphonia of England, led by Richard Hickox, and music composed by Frederick Delius. A serene tone poem called Summer Evening, here on Kansas Public Radio. On a summer afternoon, I'm Jeff Watson, happy to be with you for more classical music here on KBR. Coming up, we've got the Philharmonia Orchestra and pianist Mikhail Pletnev to join us for some music written by Tchaikovsky. Some music that underwent a bit of an evolution, from an orchestral suite to a planned piano concerto, and finally referred to simply as a concert fantasy for piano and orchestra. That'll be coming up in a little over 15 minutes' time. Support for classical music on KPR comes from Pines Garden and Market, featuring a wide selection of perennials, trees, shrubs, growing supplies, and gardening advice since 1962. Open 7 days a week in North Lawrence. More information at pinesgardenmarket.com. A little Italian chamber music next. We have music by Mario Castelnuovo Tedesco, one of the early 20th century's great Italian composers, who contributed many wonderful works for guitar and, over here in the United States, became a noted and prolific film composer. What we're going to listen to is something that he wrote in the late 1930s for an international music festival held in Venice, a concertino for harp, strings, and winds. This particular recording was first captured back in 1966, featuring harpist Ann Mason Stockton. It was back in the 1990s. It was a re-digitized recording, and unfortunately, during that process, we did not get the names of the ones who performed alongside Ann Mason Stockton. But Felix Slatkin was our conductor for this concertino for harp, string quartet, and clarinets. For you next on Kansas Public Radio. That's a recording made first in the year of 1966, and then later in the mid-90s, redigitized and cleaned up, a performance led by harpist Ann Mason Stockton of a concertina for harp, string quartet, and clarinets by Mario Casanova Tedesco, music composed in the late 30s, here on Kansas Public Radio, where it is just about 1:30, half an hour until the news from NPR at the top of the hour. Support for classical music comes from First Presbyterian Church Lawrence, where all God's children are welcome and safe. More about their ministries and opportunities at firstpreslawrence.org. This month's KPR Community Spotlight is on After the Harvest, introducing UP, or Urban Produce Push. With a goal to provide produce to the people in pantries in every corner of Kansas City. More details on how to help at aftertheharvestkc.org. Next on KPR, we have music by Tchaikovsky, written in the fall of 1884. Tchaikovsky had just made some revisions to his opera Mazeppa and was feeling anxious. He wrote to a friend that he was feeling a surge of energy and impatient to write something new. But ever doubtful and self-critical, he kept stopping and restarting this new work. Wasn't sure if he was writing a orchestral suite or a full piano concerto. In the end, he settled on the title of Concert Fantasy for piano and orchestra. Pianist Mikhail Pletnev to play alongside the Philharmonia Orchestra next on KPR. Composed in 1884, a concert fantasy for piano and orchestra, music by Tchaikovsky, played by the Philharmonia Orchestra, led by Vladimir Fedoseyev, pianist Mikhail Pletnev. Just about time for NPR News. Coming up in the next hour of classical music, a ballet suite by Shostakovich. More wonderful music on the way. Hope you can stay with us here on KPR.
KPR tickets at the door. Details at kansaspublicradio.org.
We're live. We're local. Kansas Public Radio is KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, KANQ Chanute. Support for news comes from the Topeka Zoo and Love Your Zoo Giving Day next Wednesday. The Topeka Zoo is committed to wildlife conservation from tiny toads to big cats. Details at topekazoo.org.
Greg Allen, NPR News, Miami.
The Dow is down 342 points. This is NPR News.
Support for NPR comes from Progressive Insurance, working to help protect small businesses and the owners that run them, offering customizable coverages to salons, accounting firms, tradespeople, and more. Learn more at progressivecommercial.com. We're live. We're local. We are Kansas Public Radio. Now, there is a recent recording of the Atlantic Brass Quintet, a recent recording of some very old music indeed from Anthony Holborn, who was the instrumental consort in the court of Queen Elizabeth I in the 1500s. Appropriately enough, the Elizabethan Dance Suite on Kansas Public Radio. Good to be with you again for more classical music. I'm Jeff Watson. Here until 3 p.m. before All Things Considered comes up, and in that time, the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra will bring us something called the Concerto Romantique, or the first violin concerto by French composer Benjamin Goddard, along with studies in English folk song from a more recent time, music by Ray Vaughan Williams for clarinet and piano. That's all just ahead of us. Support for classical music on KPR comes from KCPBS and Flatland, presenting the Kansas City 2024 Voter Guide, in partnership with the Kansas City Media Collective. Information on candidates and ballot issues at kcvoterguide.org. Onward next to some marvelous orchestral dance numbers from Dmitri Shostakovich, his fourth ballet suite. Conductor Naomi Yarvey and the Royal Scottish National Orchestra. Take it from here on Kansas Public Radio. Ballet Suite No. 4, music by Dmitri Shostakovich, played by the Royal Scottish National Orchestra, conducted by Naomi Yarvey, here on Kansas Public Radio. Music by Shostakovich, as well as that of Bach, Dvorak, Judy Garland, Piazzolla, and others, are going to be a part of a concert coming up in Prairie Village this Sunday for an afternoon performance. If you don't have anything to do on Sunday, consider checking out the Heartland Chamber Music Concert Festival. It is this Sunday, the 21st, at 2 p.m. at Ashbury United Methodist Church at 5400 West 75th Street in Prairie Village, Kansas. It's a free concert and open to the public. It is, once again, this Sunday, July 21st, 2 p.m. at Ashbury United Methodist Church. You can find more details at the homepage of Ashbury United Methodist Church at visitashbury.org. It's 2:24 and still to come. The Concerto Romantique, or Violin Concerto No. 1, of Benjamin Goddard. Support for classical music on KPR comes from the Topeka and Shawnee County Public Library's summer events, including Blockbuster Wednesdays in June and July, with kid-friendly performances including A Magician, Science, and more. Three different performance times every Wednesday. Details at tscpl.org. Next on KPR, Janet Hilton plays clarinet alongside pianist Keith Swallow. From Ray Vaughan Williams, we'll bring you six studies in English folk song on KPR. Six studies in English folk song by Ray Vaughan Williams, played on clarinet by Janet Hilton, alongside pianist Keith Swallow on Kansas Public Radio. 2:33 is the time, and at 3:00, All Things Considered, from NPR News. Tonight at Liberty Hall, giant crustaceans take over a remote island at KPR's next Cinema Go-Go. Join us at Liberty Hall in Lawrence for a Roger Corman double feature, Attack of the Crab Monsters and Swamp Women. The show starts at 7 p.m. and tickets will be available at the door. Made possible in part by Dr. Stephen H. Chronister, Healing Smiles of Topeka. Now, if you're not able to make it out tonight, Daryl Brogdon has some wonderful film music for you tonight from 7 to 9, with a program all about Max Steiner, sometimes called the father of film music. And we'll hear examples from classic films like The Informer, Gone with the Wind, The Treasure of Sierra Madre, and more. Daryl Brogdon is your host for Film Music Friday, that is tonight, from 7 to 9 here on KPR. Support for classical music comes from Eagles Rest Natural Home. Located in downtown Lawrence, specializing in American-made transitional and contemporary furniture lines, customizable to fit individual styles. Online at EaglesRestNaturalHome.com. Next, we have music for you by a French composer from the mid to late 19th century, who went by the name of Benjamin Goddard. A student of Henri Vieuxtemps at the Paris Conservatory and the recipient of the Legion of Honor in 1889. He had about 8 operas, one of which, Jocelyn, is probably what he's best known for these days, but he also had 2 violin concertos, the first of which, Opus 35, is referred to sometimes as the Concerto Romantique, the Romantic Concerto. And we'll hear it played by the Slovak State Philharmonic, led by Kirk Trevor and the violinist Chloe Hanslip on Kansas Public Radio. Violin Concerto No. 1, also known as the Concerto Romantique, Romantic Concerto of French composer Benjamin Goddard. Conductor Kirk Trevor led the Slovak State Philharmonic Orchestra, and the violin was played by Chloe Hanslip here on Kansas Public Radio. Where it is just about 3:00, about time for All Things Considered from NPR News. That's followed by music with Daryl Brogdon, your host tonight for Film Music Friday from 7 to 9, with a program this evening all about the works of Max Steiner. As for me, I'm Jeff Watson, and as always, thanks for joining me for classical music in the afternoon. We'll visit again Monday at noon. We're live, we're local. We are Kansas Public Radio from the University of Kansas, KANU and KANU HD1 Lawrence, FM 91.5. KANH and KANH HD1 Emporia, FM 89.7. KANV and KANV HD1 Olsburg Junction City, FM 91.3. KANQ Chanute, FM 90.3. Online at kansaspublicradio.org.